Dude, can you imagine me and you driving down the road in a fucking fit? It would look like
Well, and
a tan airbag went off in the passenger seat, and you're just like smashed up against the driver's window. Just stuff hanging out the windows and flopping around.
If we got into a car accident, it would be considered a hate crime.
To this heaven.
Monkey's gone to heaven.
Oh, so good. I'm excited. What's up, dude? Episode 3. Episode, man, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah. Dude, so
it was absolutely,
how was the weekend?
Insane. It was insane. But first, I want to hear about your weekend, because you went to one of the coolest concerts in 1993 ever.
Yeah, man. So I'm a little exhausted tonight. I was just falling asleep on the couch about an hour ago. But I went to see the Pixies and Weezer
last night, man. So jealous. Was it the best show ever? It's like all of my childhood favorites.
And it was good.
Like, played in one night.
It was good, man. I mean, it's a weird scene with this, you know, like the 90s bands coming back and doing tours. Because you have just a bunch of old white dudes who are just reliving, you know, the 20 years ago.
So and now their kids are coming to the show, though, right?
At the show. The kids are coming to the show. But it's funny because you have this weird mix of, yeah, the old white dudes and their kids. But their kids will only sing along to the songs right. that are on Spotify's top right. five.
They're not getting the B sides, the deep stuff.
And so I'm looking around and you know, like, no, dude, they're not even getting like the opening song that, like, Debaser. You know, they're not getting Debaser. They're not getting Gouge Away. They're getting Where Is My Mind, and they're getting Here Comes Your Man, and that's it. And then I'm looking around. These kids are like swaying and holding each other. But then when Here Comes Your Man comes on, they're fucking going nuts. But then you have the 45-year-old dudes who know everything, absolutely everything, and they're standing up at 8:00 p.m. before the sun even sets, and they're already 10 beers in. Oh
God, dude, I would absolutely be going nuts,
man.
I would probably be puking off the balcony onto someone's head or something. That would be the greatest night ever. Oh, I mean, we've been to concerts together, and that's typically what happens. I end up puking somewhere.
or getting into a fight.
Dude, people hate me don't like at concerts. Me.
I don't know what it is.
I don't get it. It seems like every concert like that we've me. Been to, with the exception of one, I think I about choked a kid out that one time. The very first concert that we ever went to, that Collective Soul concert, dude. That was the first concert I've ever been to. I think you'd been to them before, but that was my very first concert, like real big concert, you know? And some dude just, he just screamed in my face. Everybody started a mosh pit around me and people started bouncing off of me and I freaked out. I don't like to be touched or whatever. And this guy bumps into me and I grab him by his throat and he said, "I'm just trying to dance with you." Do you remember that?
So weird. Well, I wasn't there because I was like fighting the pit, and I didn't hear about it until after the show. But that was one of the first times. That was one of the first times I saw boob. Dude, I remember it was and then I turn around and these fucking tits are hanging out.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
That's exactly right. Oh God, what a fun day that was. And poor Kevin. Kevin went with us. Do you remember that?
That was crazy.
And I ended up putting him in a headlock. I just shouldn't go to concerts, man.
Things are different. Things are different now, though. I mean, I remember, and I'm you know, I kind of stopped going to shows. I just got tired of it, you know? I got tired of the parking and the crowds. And when you get to a certain age, or at least when you get our age, you just want to be at home.
I watch
to be on the couch.
So many concerts on TV.
You just don't want to leave the house.
I like their whole, you know, all the replays and everything. I watch a lot of concerts, but man, I do not want to go to one.
No, dude, here's what I do now. I say, Alexa, play some Weezer music. And then she just plays Weezer music.
Yes.
I don't have to do shit. But I remember, and I'm not a drug user. I'm not a drinker, but I remember going to shows and there was a lot more pot. Dude, everybody's old. And they're putting on a show for their kids.
Well, that's because
I didn't smell shit last night. I mean, once in a while, if the wind was blowing in the right direction,
they're older now, some pot. So they smoke pot at home and take an Uber to the show. Because nobody wants to get caught with that shit on them unless you live in like Colorado. You know what I mean? We've just smartened up, dude. I mean, I didn't smoke pot at the last concert I went to, but before I did.
it's getting weird though. I mean, they were fucking great. Everybody was there. Of course, Kim Deal was not.
Of course he does. He's fucking Frank Black.
Sounds amazing.
I'm so jealous.
Still sounds amazing. And it just looked fucking cool because he was dressed in black, had his black shades on. This monkey's gone to heaven.
God, we just used to play that shit so much back in the day. It was so good.
Oh yeah.
Dude, he is
Joey Santiago sounded great.
My favorite guitar players. I love that dude.
We'll have to we'll have to tell the story of Ed is dead.
I was just getting ready to say sometime. The same thing. Just do it now. Let's tell the story.
One, they didn't play that song.
Ed is dead.
I was ready for it. But yeah, man, we used to listen to that record.
Oh God, man, how creepy was
it
that?
It is dead. So we were.
Yeah, we attract a lot of weird stuff.
Dude, some weird shit has happened to us.
Slam dancing weirdos. Ghosts.
And weird.
Flaming hawks inside of a. inside of a silo.
Ha 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 ha.
putting Chris Jones on trial.
Okay, so yeah, let's talk. Jesus. Oh my God. Yeah. People don't know what this is, what we're saying here. So, let's back up. We were
16.
How old were we? 17? 16?
This is getting
sexy. In my bedroom. And we were, you know, we had
hands and stuff.
Had some candles lit.
Well, really, it was just touching fingertips
and some Tom some Tom Jones.
Yeah.
And you looked at me and you said, "This isn't as exciting as what they say." we were told not to fuck around with Ouija boards. And what did we do?
All the
we
time.
Fucked around with Ouija boards.
Young and stupid.
But no, you can tell your side of the story, but you, on several occasions over a very long period of time, you had a spirit that would speak to you through the Ouija board.
And that was the first night
that
we found out about Ed. Because I had just gotten this Ouija board. It was an old school, like a really old one. I'm talking it was made in Salem, Oregon or whatever. Way back in the day. It was from like the 70s or something like that. Not like the 1870s or the 1670s or anything like that. It wasn't like carved with, you know, it didn't have villager blood for the letters or anything like that. But it was, you know. Right. Yeah, exactly. I was
all
trying to make it a little
owners
bit cooler,
are dead.
But it really was made in Salem, Oregon. But it was just a print or whatever. Anyway, I'm going nuts here. But so I get that thing. I take right. Well,
you
my
bought
mom
it at Target
in like the 60s or something. But anyway, so I bring it over to Jesse's house one night. Parked my shitty car in front of their nice house, and. And we started playing with the Ouija board and we were asking it questions. I don't remember what it was. And all of a sudden, like, it doesn't give us any answers. It just says, "Ed is dead." Just, that's all it was. It just spelled out, "Ed is dead." And I was like, "What the fuck, man? What does that even mean?" So we start asking it more questions. All of a sudden, the radio kicks in. And it just says, "Ed is dead." And this, we were just like, "What the fuck? Is that pretty close to how it went?"
Yeah, yeah. That we met your spirit guide. Ed, and then, and yeah, it's spelled out.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the Pixies came on yelling, "Ed is dead." And it was the exact same
like
thing
10 times.
That
That's all
Ed
would
had
say,
spelled
we kept
to
asking
you.
The questions. And kept going, "Ed is
dead." I remember,
dead.
You know.
And then bam, all of a sudden the Pixies scream at us, "Ed is dead."
This is also the same spirit guide who asked you over and over and over again,
"Are
you ready? Are you ready?" And we got so fucking scared. We're like, "Ready for what?"
Yes.
Because there were times that Ed was right, you know, and he kept saying, "Somebody's going to come murder you. Are you ready? Are you ready?"
Butt
and
sex.
You asked, "For what?" And then he spelled out butt sex.
Oh man, he was really funny. He was really funny. Oh, Ed, him and his jokes.
No, man, we should have left those dark
dude,
arts
one of
alone.
These days. We need to do a Halloween show where we tell all our scary stories that have happened to us over the years. Because we've got a ton of them, man. Okay.
This year, yep. Let's do it.
Oh, Wolf Boy. Oh.
We have a ton of them. Wolf Boy.
Yeah. Cancer House.
Little teaser. Yep.
Oh. Man.
Cancer House. Yep.
Wells.
Ooh, all right, we promise everybody everybody out there listening, dude, fucking Wells.
Oh, I know.
That just gave me the chills.
So good. Okay, but yeah, we need to do that sometime.
Dude.
So anyway, we'll do it. Back. Yeah, yes. So anyway, back to this the concert.
Halloween, yeah.
I need to know.
So, yeah, it's fucking great. I mean, they have it nailed by now. They're right. Not just, you know, they're not just a garage band anymore. And I've seen both the Pixies and Weezer before, probably 20 years ago. And now, of course, they have just so, I'm not so much the Pixies. I mean, they do have new catalog out as well, but. Weezer has shit, I don't know 14,000 more records. And I thought when I got the tickets, I'm like, oh shit, this is great. It's a co-headliner. How are they going to split it up? Because I'm a huge Pixies fan, and I had assumed that no, it's co-headliner. Pixies will get, you know, a big set just like Weezer. Who's going to go on first? No, man, I got there and like Pixies had a stripped down set, not a stripped down set, but a stripped down, stage. And they were playing in the daylight. And, but dude, they fucking played everything. And it was really, really, really great. It was, you know, good to see that again. But fucking Weezer, man. What was amazing. They started out the show. They had a, you know, kind of a stage dress set so that they were playing in like a high school, Jefferson High. And they had like, you know, their band names in, you know, like painted on a locker and shit like that.
Of course.
And they opened the show with Buddy Holly just coming out strong. And dude, Rivers Cuomo like still gives a shit. I mean, he clearly gave a shit. He put on a show, and then as the show went on, they had three different. They changed their set three different times, and the next set change was into a garage. Band. Right, so now suddenly they're a garage band, and there are posters hanging up in the garage. And then Rivers breaks. He takes a. A scooter out into the audience, goes into the middle of the crowd. And this is, you know, it's a pretty good sized venue, into the middle of the crowd and does an acoustic show really quick, covers Wonderwall. They end up doing a full band version of Africa, which is fucking great. So, I mean, if you haven't heard it yet, go to Spotify. It's the first song on their page.
Bear with us while we experience technical difficulties. Right now, Tritton and Jesse are probably still talking about boobs and butts. We fixed the problem. Now back to the show.
Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Fucking technology lets us down.
Hey, man, it's pretty freaking impressive. I'll give it a break.
So, as I was saying...
Yes. Good Lord, before we are rudely interrupted...
This will be a lovely listening experience, unlike the rest of our podcast. Here we are trying to do a fucking A plus grade A show, and what happens?
God kicked us off.
This free app we're using just just shits the bed in the middle of nowhere. We're on a roll. We're trying to entertain people.
Right.
People with shitty lives on their way to work. They're probably working while they listen to the show. And here we are trying to be funny. Give them a peek into our lives. I like to
that was
joke around, you know.
Whole show when it dropped out.
The silence
do,
that the
we should yeah we should do the listeners a favor and just leave that dead spot for 10 minutes until we get it all figured out. They would be like, oh, finally they quit talking.
No, it's art. Just do a podcast of silence. God.
So anyway, you were saying, yeah.
Great. It was a great show. There, I'm done. No, Rivers Cuomo puts on. he was out running around, fucking around with people in the audience. But by the time he got back to the stage, you see, this is the magic of show. They had transformed the show into a giant light show. And that was the band's evolution from high school band to garage band to stadium act, right? And first I thought it was kind of pretentious and annoying, but it was really well done. And of course they have
cheesy, to be honest with you.
it was cheesy and I thought it was a little annoying, but when they back it up with, pork and beans or say it ain't so or the sweater song they can do that.
Only thing about it is they just played like 50 hits that they've written and you're like okay, I give them a pass on the cheesy fucking stage show.
No, that's an idea that you and I would have come up with 30 years ago without the hits.
Exactly. We wouldn't have pulled it off. But we would have been like, what if we start the show in a shed in the smallest town in Kansas?
No, we did that in a coliseum
somewhere.
No, we did the first part of their show for years in a shed in Kansas with nobody around. Mm-hmm. We never got to the garage. And how the fuck could we with these fucking apps shitting the bed on us? God, all I want to do episode three. All I want to do is have a hit podcast and make millions of dollars doing it and never have to go to work ever again. Is that too much to fucking ask?
By episode five. That's the plan, okay? We went into this thing with a plan. And we were like, by episode 5, we're going to be done work.
No. Shoot for the stars. Maybe you'll land somewhere in the middle, right?
That's right.
So that's the plan. Episode 5. And I just want to be able to do it without even leaving my house. From three states away.
Screw my house. My podcast room. I'm never leaving this room.
Dude, I'm gonna
put a mini fridge, tell my family to leave me alone. I'm gonna be podcasting.
Oh man, I'm in my podcast room and I've been flirting with a good shit here for about 30 minutes.
Jeez. It's just like
I don't
kiss in your underwear.
I don't know, man. We'll see how late we go, but we may have to have a moment here.
I'm picturing it like a bingo stamper. Like everyone's wrong, just peeking out and dotting your drawers.
Gross.
Like a one-hole whack-a-mole. so sad.
Oh, that's gross. Oh, but
every episode has to have shit talk.
Every episode. We're obsessed.
Yeah.
We're obsessed. No, dude, but the worst, the show was great. The crowd was fine because everybody's fairly behaved, right? There was, we arrived at, I don't know, 7:30, 8 o'clock, and everybody's sitting down because of course we're older and, you know, we can buy nicer like seats towards the front where you actually sit the fuck down. But of course there's one dude who had been drinking all fucking day standing up, and it's like, okay, let's get into this. We're at a show. We might as well have fun. So we, you know, we end up standing up and I'm fucking sore. I'm sore. Jesus Christ. I'm sore from standing up and I'm sore from walking across the venue to the parking lot. And I'm sore from sitting in my car for an hour as we're leaving the venue. It's just a lot, man. It's just a lot these days. Ugh.
Let's do a pay-per-view thing, you know? I'll pay $8 a pay-per-view to watch a concert. You know what I mean? Just set up shop at one place. You don't have to, no more touring. You just don't need to go anywhere.
No! Dude, strap that fucking TV,
surround sound. It's like I'm right there with better camera angles and nobody punching me in the head.
Strap those, dude, I'll strap one of those VR goggles on.
Right.
Yeah. It'd be great. I'll sit on my couch. I will, put on some headphones.
I'll stand behind you with a beer, pour it down your back. I'll poke you with my arms every once in a while. Just bump into you. It'll be like you're really there.
You'll flash me.
Yeah.
Lift up your shirt. Let those, the puppies fly. I'll
press them up against your back.
But that's the other thing, man. Going to shows now, as old as we are, to the types of shows we go to, you don't want to see those tits. No one wants it. I just want to sit. Oh, dude, and I do have a tit story, by the way, which we'll get to a little later. Mm-hmm. I have a tit story. God, those are going to be the best podcasts when one of us comes to the show with a tit story.
Tit Story Tuesdays.
Oh shit. So that's my show update. I will have a lot of show updates. 2 weeks from now I'm going to see the Smashing Pumpkins. And then 2 days later, which by the way, have you seen the music video for the new Smashing Pumpkins song, Solara, or whatever the fuck it's called?
I haven't. I have not seen it.
It's weird as shit. First, I'll start with Solara. Start with Solara.
You think something that Billy Corgan does is weird as shit, do you?
Just turn a camera on and let the guy shred. Like, he can just play and I'll be happy. Unbelievable. And we'll just start with the song Solara. That's like a fucking car. I don't even know what that means. It's like, oh, I drive a Kia Solara. Right? Tell me I'm full of shit.
No, man. I think that's exactly what he's talking about, too.
I I Googled it. I Googled it, and the first thing that comes up is a bunch of like random car companies. Because Google thinks I'm looking for a car.
Right.
fucking Kia Solara. Anyway, but great song, by the way. Great song. It came out, I don't know, a few weeks ago, and I was pleasantly surprised because I'm, you know, you have the, it's, I believe, the first recording that James and Jimmy have played, are playing on as well.
Yeah.
So great fucking song.
Darcy didn't come back, but James did, right?
James did, yeah. I don't know what it is with these bass players. Kim Deal's not with the Pixies, or at least not touring. I don't think there's any drama there. But Darcy, there's drama there.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you haven't seen it, head over to at Too Dumb for This on Twitter, and we'll share a link to the video. But we, it's, dude, they lost me at, it's like Billy walking around the suburbs. He's in a silver dress and he just sees weird shit. Like, that's if I had to explain, dress? Like a silver LeMay gown or a skirt.
Of course he is.
He's wearing a black sweater, a silver dress, or a silver skirt, and like silver boots. And dude, there's a spot in the video. This is where they lost me. You see a mime giving birth, and there are two mime guards standing watch with machine guns. And when she gives birth, it's to an invisible baby. And the doctor is just cradling this invisible baby for this mime woman. And at 2 minutes and 15 seconds, Billy Corgan looks at this birth and this baby, and he... the look on his face, it's... I mean, he knew what he was making. He was like, this is kind of bullshit.
Okay, I've got to watch the video.
The whole video, my face is like Butthead's face, and my mouth is agape, and I'm just going, Yeah, so we'll tweet that out for everybody at Too Dumb for This on Twitter. Go check it out. Weird shit. But yes, so Smashing Pumpkins, huge. I'm a huge fan. And then 2 days later, I'm seeing Collective Soul and Soul Asylum.
Oh my god!
And like, then
it's like our sophomore year of high school.
No, exactly.
You're getting like every awesome band. If we could just squeeze the Offspring in there, Sublime.
3 weeks. 3 weeks later, I'm seeing the Offspring. and then in the middle, I'm seeing Live and Counting Crows.
Oh my god, that is amazing. Oh,
just, you know, just a middle-aged dude reliving the 90s.
But that's so awesome though. But you're doing it with a bunch of other middle-aged dudes that are reliving the 90s.
Oh my god, it's so sad. I went to see Soul Asylum a year and a half ago, here in Austin at the Belmont, and very small venue. And dude, it was just, Dave Perner looked old. He put on a great fucking show though, but he looked rough. And I was in the very, very, very front row. Cause I'm like, oh dude, Soul Asylum, I better get there fucking early. Because of course,
it's just you by yourself, like, for like 2 hours.
It was
talking all the stage hands and security guard. Hey guys, is there anything I could be doing while I'm here? You need me to sweep the floor or anything?
Exactly. No, I'm thinking, oh, runaway train. I gotta get there. It's like a 300 cap room. itty bitty. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, this shit's going to sell out. And I got to get there early. I want to avoid the crowds. And I want to get a good seat because it's general admission. Fucking nobody. Except for one other dude. And he's like, he's in his mid-30s or whatever. And he was like, oh, yeah, man, I drove from Tulsa. And my wife, she's watching the kids. And I'm able to get away to see Soul Asylum. Like, great, how are you? So, yeah, we just... All right. I mean, eventually the place filled up. I don't want to misrepresent the show.
No, of course.
Which was a great fucking show, by the way. And Meat Puppets opened up for them.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are seeing them all. Just a little bit of advice. If you want to get laid... Take Lindsay to go see the Counting Crows, okay? that dreadlocked
around
Adam guy.
Here.
I can't exactly.
We always get boners.
he's a panty dropper, that guy.
You know who else is a panty dropper? Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not seeing him, though.
His face.
So I'll have a few more concert updates. It'll be the same shit, though. Me, other middle-aged white dudes. Just kind of reliving the past.
That sounds so awesome. Well, I guess the last concert I went to was that 90s rap show. So I saw like Coolio, Vanilla Ice. He was the headliner. Young MC, Tone Loc. Oh man, it was cool. I mean, they're
wow. Not-
There are no Weezer or the Pixies. it was Coolio.
What's his name? Rumpelstiltskin. What's it? What's Vanilla Ice's real name? Mark Ruffles.
Wrinkly Foreskin.
It's not Rumpelstiltskin. Rob Van Winkle.
Yeah.
Oh man, does he still have the hair with the, the shaved sides?
No, I think he had straight build hats on. Like he looks more like a motorbike. Racer, like a motocross racer, you know, he's into that stuff.
Oh, so he was not full vanilla.
No, he didn't have the suit on. He had a live drummer with him and everything. It was actually a pretty damn good show. But he wasn't like Vanilla Ice mode with the puffy pants and the shoulder pads and the any of that stuff.
Well, come on, he was, give the people what they want.
He was awesome though. I mean, I'm thinking.
I'm thinking if you're going on tour as Vanilla Ice, knowing that no one gives a shit about your entire catalog but one song, you gotta just own it. You gotta just wear the pants, do the hair thing, and just own it for 3.5 minutes.
Oh, dude, that would be so awesome. And he played a whole different version. It was cool. I mean, it was good.
Way to
it was good.
Piss people off.
Right.
Was it like slowed down and serious? All right, stop. Collaborate and listen.
And listen.
like a lounge singer.
Yeah, he's
lounge. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with the brand new invention, something. grabs a hold of me tightly, pulls like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know.
What was the other song about having a roni?
Having a roni, what it's like.
What it's like. Dunch, dunch, dunch. Having a roni.
Having a roni. Yep.
That was something dirty, wasn't it?
I think so. But for some reason, it also made me think of like a sandwich. So I don't know. I thought maybe it was like pepperoni, but he shortened it down. Just roni. Because that's how
you order pizza. None of his pepperoni.
You know? I that's why I always liked that song. I was like, yeah, I know what it's like to have a roni. A pepperoni. It's delicious. I like pepperoni.
I think it's something dirty.
Yeah, well, I think it's a meat stick that you chop in little slices and put on pizza.
All right. I am on urbandictionary.com. Having a roni. All right. If you had to, your guess is a pepperoni sandwich. Is that your guess?
That's it.
All right. Well. having a roni, and I'm reading this from UrbanDictionary.com. Head to our Twitter account at Too Dumb for This. We'll tweet this link out. But it is the process of taking a shit and ejaculating at the same time.
What?
Hence, having a roni. First used, a little tidbit here, first used on the 1989 song, Having a Roni, on Vanilla Ice's debut album, Hooked, also on To the Extreme.
Holy coming shit. That is insane. Are you serious right now?
Is that, dude, I'll tweet this out right now. Well, that's what Urban Dictionary says.
Oh, I need to try this.
What? I'm tweeting this out right now at Too Dumb for This.
I'm still not convinced it's not about a pepperoni sandwich.
Let's see, definition via Urban Dictionary. Okay, here you go. Here it is, man. Proof.
I guess if Urban Wheat. Dictionary says that's what it is.
Having a roni, that is the top definition, the process of taking a shit and ejaculating at the same time. What it's like. Boom, psh, doom, psh. Having a roni.
Having a roni. I guess it's a little catchier than what it's like shitting and coming.
Making a pepperoni sandwich.
Yeah, dude, I think that's really what it is. What it's like eating pepperoni.
God damn, man. He should have, he should have gone full vanilla. Gone full vanilla. He went through that phase. Well, I mean, we can talk about his real estate career, Rob Van Winkle's real estate career. But he went through that phase. What was it? The second record, he grew his hair out long, right? And he was like a grunge rocker suddenly.
Well, he did the Ninja Turtles thing as well. Before that, and then I think he went through like a crisis mode where he turned into like a heavy metal guy and got into the whole.
That was his
motor.
That was his Chris Gaines moment.
Right. just identity crisis, man. I'm with you. Embrace that shit and go all in.
Well, that's what people want.
The lines in your hair, the lines in your eyebrows. Go ninja, go ninja, go.
Because let me tell you, the 90s rock bands, they're going all in, dude. They're still growing their hair. They're 50. Rivers Cuomo is 48 years old.
Ugh, that hurts my feelings.
And he's up there. Ooh, I look just like Buddy Holly. He doesn't give a fuck, dude.
5 years because... after that fucker died.
But he doesn't give a shit because he's making money.
Right.
Dude, just give the people what they want. If you are billing the show as Vanilla Ice, just play Ice Ice Baby for like 60 minutes.
Dude, how do you think Tone Loc felt? He came out and had two songs that sounded exactly the same. Funky Cole Medina and Wild Thing.
Wait, those are the same songs.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's the other one?
Wait, okay, so are they?
Funky Cole Medina? No. He had two songs. Hang on.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Oh, you're right. Wild Thing and Funky Cold Medina.
Yeah. Hmm. They sound exactly the same, dude. And the thing is, his voice is so gravelly and low, he couldn't finish the song.
Like, he would say two lines like that, and then the other guy would jump in.
So it'd be like, hold on, I'm trying to think of the lyrics.
Funky Cole
Medina. Sound like Stephen Hawking.
Right? I'm trying to think of some lyrics, man. I can't think of the lyrics to Funky Cole Medina.
Oh, dude, this turd keeps flirting with my butt.
Well,
we're good.
Have a roni, dude. Go have a roni.
We're good. Boom, boom. Having a roni.
Dude, we could have the first roni live on air.
Oh, man. I feel like we're breaking ground here.
It's almost like Howard Stern Sibians. Except it's
we are pushing
you taking a dump, taking a vegan dump while you're jerking your gherkin. Smells like cloves and despair.
Episode. Episode 5, baby. It's coming. It's coming. People are going to share this fucker. Oh, no. Word on the street. You got to hear this guy take a shit. Hey, what's the word of mouth? Word of mouth is excellent.
Oh, God.
Oh, what did they talk Ronies. About this week? Well, the guy had a roni.
Like a pepperoni sandwich? No, not a pepperoni sandwich.
The guy had a...
Boy, I was way off on that one.
No, you would but think. That's what I You thought. Would think a pepperoni sandwich. But they explain it. Just listen to episode... Yeah, just listen to episode 3. They'll tell you what a roni is.
That's unbelievable.
God damn. Well, now you know.
I never would have guessed that. Never would have guessed it. Oh, man. So, I also had...
That's funny.
...weekend. I mean, it wasn't nearly as cool as what Yours was. But I took my family camping. We all went out to the lake in our little cheap pop-up camper that I bought last year. You know, it's basically a glorified tent, but it's a little bulkier. Just a little bulkier. I actually really love the thing. It's fun to take around. It's not hard to haul or anything like that. And you can sleep, you know, it's got a queen-size bed, a king-size bed, a twin bed, and a full bed. So, you can sleep quite a few people in it, you know.
And have quite the, eyes wide shut moment there. Not with your family.
Get a couple friends and go camping.
Oh, fuck, okay.
So.
Oh, my God. All right.
No.
Sorry for that.
So, we end up, you know, going out to the lake Friday night. Got out there a little late because we all had to work or whatever, and then we had to pack everything up and get out there. We'd been checking the weather all week long, and all it was saying that there was going to be a little bit of a storm on Saturday night going into Sunday morning. So it was going to be around 11 o'clock or whatever, and it said like 20-mile-an-hour winds and, you know, a little bit of a thunderstorm, and then it would pass. So as the week's progressing, it's getting less and less of a chance. You know, like Thursday or whatever, it was an 80% chance of rain late Saturday night, early Sunday morning. But, so Saturday evening comes rolling around, we're all hanging out, talking. I got the kids there, the wife, my sister and her husband. And they all come out, my dad and stepmom come out, and Aaron's mom comes out. So we're all sitting around having a good time. Aaron's mom decides, hey, why don't you guys let me take the baby home? And, you know, you all can go fishing or do whatever you wanted to do tonight. So we were like, okay. So Aaron's mom brings the baby home, thank God, in hindsight. But, you know, everything's fine. We're sitting around the campfire hanging out, and one of the neighbors walks over to us and, mind you, we've been looking at the radar the whole time on our phone, making sure that, and it doesn't, you can see the storm off in the distance or whatever. But it was fine. It looked like it was going to go around us. And then about 5 minutes after we checked the radar, the guy that rented out one of the cabins that we were camping next to walks over to us and he says, hey guys, just to let you know, there's 70-mile-an-hour winds in the next town that they're being reported, and it's heading this way.
Uh-oh.
So we throw we pack everything up, all of our chairs, everything, throw it in the camper, try to batten down the hatches, you know what I mean? One of the other neighbors comes over, and they're like, hey guys, just to let you know, the storm's supposed to be pretty bad. If it gets too bad and you guys want to, you know, just come knock on our cabin door and we'll let you hang out in here. And we're like, oh, thank you. You know, that's really cool. But I think we'll be okay. I think it's going to go around us. It might hit us for a little bit and then go away. So 2 minutes later, I mean, we just now put out the campfire. The wind just picks up and starts blowing like 40 miles an hour. And we were like, what the hell's going on here? Everybody gets inside the camper. And then the wind just goes nuts, dude. Full on 72, 73 mile an hour wind, just straight line wind coming right at us. It blows part of the
oh my God.
The pull out, you know, because it's got two pull outs on either side. So it blows one of those in. So I run outside and I pull the canvas down and I'm hanging on, dude, like all my weight. I'm 6'4", 375 pounds, and I'm yanking on this thing, dude. And that wind is coming so hard that it's like pulling me up off the ground a little bit, right? And I'm just holding on with all my might, trying to keep everybody, you know, keep it cool. It starts pouring down rain. Feels like I'm getting shot in the back with pellets, man. I mean, it's just coming in hot. Flying. It was unreal. So finally, I can't hold on to it anymore. And I let it go. And I walk around the side of the camper to open up the door. And I can see, like, that side starting to cave in a little bit. As soon as I open the door, it must have created a suction or something. Because it lifted up off the ground and started turning in the air with five people in this camp. And Aaron was the first one at the door.
Whoa. Like,
get out. Everybody, get out. Everybody's just piling out of this thing. It picked up the camper and turned it about. I mean, it was 45-degree angle probably. I mean, the only thing that stopped it was my truck was parked next to it, and it hit my truck. So we run over to the cabin. They let us inside, and we hang out for about 10 or 15 minutes. The storm passes. I mean, it was still raining a little bit, but the wind had died down. You know, we obviously can't assess the damage or anything like that, but I know it's flooded, basically. I mean, it just got water all over it because it just blew in the canopies. So we all pack up as much as we could, came home last night, got home at like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. Had to go back out there this morning to assess the damage and see what all was. It was nuts, man. It picked up a camper with five people in it and turned it sideways. Unreal.
That sounds like you were in a tornado.
Winds, man. There was no tornadoes around us. But it was 70 mile an hour winds, dude. That shit's crazy.
That's hurricane, I think, right? Hurricane level. Man.
I mean, I know a tornadoes, you can get into the hundreds. So I don't know like what the average is, but 70 miles an hour, that's coming pretty quick. Yeah.
Wow. That's fast.
It was insane, dude. But thank God everybody was okay. I mean, the other stuff, it's just stuff, you know? But thank God. Oh. Dude, and then I kept thinking was, oh my God, man. Thank God the baby went home with her grandma, you know. I would have been freaking out if she was there with us. It was bad enough, the two teenagers, you know.
Oh my God. But yep.
We all survived, man.
Shit. That's
crazy.
So
no.
Do you have to get a new camper?
I think it's fine. Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of held it.
Just put a little more duct tape on her. That's all. But by episode 5, we're looking to buy a brand new one. So
well, just how about you buy one now on credit? Because clearly, if anybody's listened to the last 30 minutes of this thing, episode 5 is going to be fucking fire.
It'll be nice. Real nice.
Dude, that's scary. I really try to avoid any kind of life or death situations.
Storms back in the day, though.
Which is why I don't really camp that much.
In the fat van.
Well, yeah, I mean, now I'm
now
just
you've a, got a good life.
Yeah.
So you care a little bit.
Got something to live for, true, man. Though.
Man, once you have kids, your whole mentality changes, doesn't it?
Oh, Jesus, yeah. I mean, look, I know, I drive a red sports car, right? A Honda Fit. And
if you sports yoga and look, fingers in your butt.
I know. The speedometer goes up. And yeah, the speedometer goes to 120. I won't do that because that's reckless. So, you know, it'll start to go like 60 and I'll start like shaking a little bit. And I slow down. Because I have other people who need me.
True. And you listen to Sammy Hagar's I Can't Drive 55, you drive 56.
No, I'm just listening to a bunch of Cher. Oh, man. Or Peaches. I don't know. Fifth Harmony.
Busting out the Fifth Harmony, huh?
Adam Lambert. Yep. George Michael. Like, you know.
That thing comes with a free...
Elton John.
Free Apple Music on your thing there. And all of it, it's preloaded. Backstreet Boys in KOTB.
Oh, dude! Speaking of pop, this is a bit old, old news, you know.
Oh,
but Joe Jackson died.
Yeah, I saw that the other day.
89. Yeah, he was 89, pancreatic cancer. I mean, we're late to the story. Yeah, we get it. If you want breaking news, turn the fucking channel. But I don't know. I don't know if we have much to say here that hasn't been said. You know, I mean, the guy pushed his kids to do their best, and one became the fucking king of pop.
That pretty much sums it up, man. I mean, there's a lot of people that say a lot of bad shit about that dude, but I don't know, man. The family seemed to love him, you know?
Yeah. Michael forgave him. I mean, he spoke very openly, you know, about his childhood. I believe on Oprah Winfrey one time, and he said he was very lonely. And he recalled a time that I think Joe made the kids call him Joseph. Joe was sitting in a chair with a belt in his hand, and Michael and his brothers were rehearsing. And his dad said, "If you didn't do it the right way," Michael said, "If you didn't do it the right way, he would tear you up, like really get you." And I guess Joe Jackson admitted to whipping his kids with switches and belts, but he said he didn't do it at random. And he claimed that he never used any hard object as he felt that would imply a beating, and he never wanted to beat his kids. So I guess he just whipped them. Oof.
Yeah.
Or at least that's what Michael Jackson said one time.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it sounds harsh, but can you argue the results? I don't know.
Right.
I mean, it's messed up. It's messed up.
Yeah, you're always going to have... I think it is messed up. I think as long as you have a celebrity culture, you will always have
absolutely
those celebrity parents that will do whatever it takes to push their kids into that world.
But anyway, the talent in that family. I mean, whew. Was it beat into them? I mean, I think he saw potential and he thought, we got to do something with this. So then I'm going to beat them. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong. I don't know. Maybe if he, like, built birdhouses, he would have beat him into carpentry or something like that. I don't know.
You call that a 45-degree angle?
Measure twice, cut once.
Just smashes the birdhouse into his face. I'm sorry, Papa Joseph. This was meant for sparrows.
It's terrible. Yeah, he's gone now.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that. You can't whip your children. But I guess Michael did eventually forgive him for that. And several other siblings, I guess, have come out and said that they were never abused. So they I don't know. Potential. Yeah. Yeah, there's fucking like Maggie Jackson.
Right.
Just couldn't do shit. Yeah. Look at me, Joe. Look at me.
There was
Tito. Get out of the way, kid. Man, Michael's performing.
Michael. Steve. You ain't ever heard of Steve. Steve didn't do shit. He was just a normal kid. His dad never hit him.
No. He became a...
Right, exactly.
He became a dentist. He's fucking... He's extracting molars right now. Dude, that's like that Chris Rock bit. And it's not a bit. It's fucking true. But Chris Rock had spoken out, you know, about the entertainment business and specifically his path in comedy and how hard it was. He spoke about the years that he would, you know, travel and be on the road and play to empty rooms and then go back and do that over and over and over again, perfecting his craft and making absolutely zero money doing it. And then he'd get a break. And then he'd turn that into something else. And then he'd turn that into something else until eventually one day he could afford to buy his first apartment in New York City. And he introduced himself to his neighbor. And his neighbor was a fucking dentist.
It's true, man. Yep.
Probably Steve Jackson.
The other Jackson. The lesser known,
the differently talented Jackson. I don't know, man. There are. I wouldn't want to be a dentist either, dude. That's fucking gross. If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, probably. I mean, if I went to school for 6 years and wasn't called a doctor, I'd want to kill myself too.
But you're staring in people's mouths all day.
Oh yeah. Ugh.
I would have to Roni in it.
So fucking gross, dude. I don't want to stare at my mouth. You have a Roni?
I'd have to Roni in one.
What'd you say? Nurse, get in here. This man has a Roni in his mouth.
We've got to do a An emergency Roni extraction.
Terrible. Dude, with my fucking luck, I'd get gassed and molested.
Some dude with wispy hair, big glasses, and a double chin.
That's why I don't go to the dentist. There's gonna be a picture of me with like a wiener on my cheek.
Right. Him just touching your lips with it.
What is it, man? What is it about that you always hear about the dentists
after a while,
and not many other doctors? Like you never hear about the heart surgeon who just like fingered a butthole.
That's true. It's true, man. The only time you ever hear about molestation is from dentists.
You don't.
And coroners.
Yeah, a lot of that. You hear a lot of that.
I mean, it's just...
And I don't fucking hear about it. I read the news. That's it. It's not like I'm like running with a crowd who talks about it a lot. Stories.
All your buddies that you
know. Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Pixies concerts. Hey, man, I'm a dentist. They call me Dr. Touch.
Because you have a soft and gentle touch.
Aging Dr. Roni.
No, I can go through Aging Dr. Roni. My God. Oh man, there was a news, speaking of like local news, there was a I guess a couple dudes. They live down here somewhere in Austin in an RV park. And apparently they had been kind of fighting back and forth. I don't know, you know, about what, but they were just kind of arguing back and forth. There was a rivalry unfolding. Well, one crazy motherfucker, he grabs a rattlesnake and he bites the rattler. He grabs a rattlesnake, he bites the rattle end off with his mouth. And he throws the rattlesnake into the other guy's RV because he wanted the other guy to come home and not hear the rattle and then get fucking bit by a rattlesnake. Yep.
Did he get bit?
No.
Did he see a bloody trail?
But the other guy got his ass arrested.
Why is that snake-like trail? It just slithers, making perfect S shapes all the way down to my bedroom. Yeah. That's how I picture it anyway.
Well, no, it gets better. The guy comes home, and old rattle butt bitey tells the other dude, he says, oh, hey, you going inside? And the guy said, yeah, why? And he said, well, I was in your house. He said, what were you doing in my house? And he said, oh, you'll see.
Yeah. That guy cannot keep a secret. I bet he ruins movies, too. Just spoiler alerts. What a dummy. If you want the guy to get bit by a rattler, you don't. Oh, you'll see. It's crazy shit, man. But I guess if your plan's to bite off a rattlesnake and put an angry rattlesnake in someone's house. You really aren't much of a thinker. They make scissors stupid.
No, you're not planning ahead. You're just kind of spitballing, you know? It's like jazz. Just make it up.
Oh, we'll see.
Fucking, how do you bite the rattle end off of a rattlesnake?
Just cut it off with scissors, man. Like, you got to stretch that thing way out there. You run the risk of getting bit yourself. There's problems there.
Or how about this?
You just drive away. Down.
You're in an RV.
Dude, you roni on his pillow.
You go on a walk.
Get out of Dodge.
Right?
Oh, you'll see. You're gonna get pink eye and your cheeks go.
But you know it didn't start there. Like it doesn't start at throwing a rattlesnake into the guy's RV. It probably started with like a wet willy. Yeah, drank his last Budweiser, and then he gives him a wet willy. Oh, and then maybe a ding dong ditch.
Puts in the bag and sets it on fire on his porch. So you're saying it was just a series of
and then the rattlesnake bit.
That's your theory. Yeah, well, I'm gonna bite the rattle off a rattlesnake. Put him in his house. Good Lord.
Oh, you'll see.
That's the craziest part of the story, is that he told him. He had this elaborate plan and then told the guy. Because you know it took him weeks to plan that. And then he had to find a rattlesnake.
Yeah, but I'm thinking if you do something like that, you're proud.
Yeah, but not the guy that you're
I'd be telling everybody.
To do it to. Right?
Well, now that you put it that way.
Put it in. Oh, man. It's just crazy. So he's in.
We will.
He got arrested?
Oh, yeah, he's in jail.
Of course you can't do that.
You can't do that.
Just saying the guy got shot. Did they find the rattle at the guy's house, sitting by his toothbrush?
Yeah, fucking Sherlock Holmes shows up. Puts two and two together. Rattlesnake, Austin, bite. What else? Arrested. I'm Googling this so I can send out a link on our Twitter account. At Too Dumb For This on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Yeah, here it is. Rattlesnake revenge. Police say man bit snake, set trap for rival. All right, here we go. No one got bit. Well, except for the snake. Oh, that is awful. 39-year-old, let's see, Ryan Felton Sauter, a 39-year-old construction worker. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, here we go. On June 17th, the day of the incident, Monroe said the two men exchanged heated words. Later, Monroe said he spotted Sauter leaving Monroe's RV and confronted him about why he had gone inside his home without permission. He said, "You'll see why." I was trying to find out what he was talking about. He said he went inside and soon spotted the snake. It was about 3 feet long and had curled up on the driver's side of his home. I freaked out. I couldn't believe this happened. Monroe said he said he used a machete to kill the snake. Then he called the sheriff's office.
He had a machete.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Unlike that other dude who just had his incisor.
That is some shit, right? That is some trailer park bullshit right there, if you ask me. You just don't do that to someone.
No. I concur. Now, a wet willy, right. You know, a roni on their pillow.
It's fair game.
You can do that. Yeah, here we go. Yep. All right, tweeted. Anybody who follows us is getting hit with that link tonight.
It's great.
Boom, oh, psh, boom, boom. Having a roni.
Yeah, that's what it was about.
Well, that's what Urban Dictionary says. I believe it. Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, and everybody, even if you hate our show, give us a 5-star review. Or 4. That's fine, too. Don't make it a 3. You know?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. If you're going to take the time to review something, you either fucking hate it or you either love it. Don't be so wishy-washy about that shit.
Stars and quit listening. You know? If you don't like it, 5 stars, quit listening. Tell your friend that they need to listen to the worst show in the world. Okay? Fair enough. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, do you want to wrap it up?
I think it was a good show, man.
Yeah, dude.
Loved revisiting. Great fucking show.
Loved it.
That was a lot of fun.
I'm sure we'll do that bit on episode 4 and 5. Yeah, I'm sure it'll come up a few more times. You know, just a couple of middle-aged dudes just listening to the same records over and over again. So if you like this episode, tune in next week. update. We are on, so you can subscribe to the show Too Dumb for This on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, also the new Google Podcasts app as well. We are on Stitcher and we are on TuneIn. So that's pretty much everywhere that, you know, people listen to podcasts. I know there are lots of other third-party apps like Overcast or something like that, but you can get us pretty much everywhere now.
Nice.
We had our first Canada listener tune in this week, so we're going worldwide, yeah? I assume Canadian. It was a very nice person, and they're Canadian, but it was one download from Canada, so we're pretty pumped about that. And then socials are at Too Dumb for This on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Our official website, Too Dumb for This, the number 2, dumbforthis.com. Listen to every single show. Tell all your friends. And we'll see you next week.
And Happy Independence Day, 4th of July. Don't lose any fingers and toes. Booyah!
Kaboom!